and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Mac with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a 22-year-old solo sailor looking to complete a counterclockwise circumnavigation of Australia was rescued by the Maritime Safety Authority late yesterday. The sailor had set off his emergency beacon around 5 p.m. on Friday as his boat began to take on water as he lost contact with his shore team when he became stranded in the Great Australian Bight. After two unsuccessful attempts to rescue him against crashing waves, he was safely taken to the bulk carrier Theodore JR and treated for injuries.
A great weevil has been unleashed in Queensland lakes in an attempt to combat an invasive aquatic weed. Formerly an aquarium plant, the Combomba weed was brought to Australia from South America in 1967 and has been found to impact platypus populations, choke waterways by blocking sunlight, and entangle both wildlife and swimmers. The Combomba weevil is the ancient enemy of the Combomba weed and are being bred at Lake Kawongba north of Brisbane, where they will be released, as well as at the Noosa's Lake McDonald. The weevil has been researched by the CSIRO and was found to eat only Combomba weed and avoid damaging native species, leaving scientists optimistic.
In national news, hundreds of flood-affected residents in northern New South Wales rallied on Saturday to raise awareness of their ongoing struggles on the same bridge that many were trapped on when the waters rose last year. Residents from affected communities along the Richmond River came together on the Woodburn Bridge, with event organiser Beverly Rawson saying that locals feel invisible and want to have a voice. Ms. Rawson says that a catalyst for the rally was the denials many locals had received when applying for flood grants under the government's Resilient Homes program. Clarence MP Richie Williamson spoke at the rally, saying that Premier Chris Minns would be reminded of the need for support that the residents are facing. Reminded of the need for support and that residents are facing a humanitarian disaster that has not been fixed.
A clinic at a leading Sydney hospital has been embedded in a war over how to help kids in distress about their gender, grinding services for new patients to a halt as waiting lists blow out. This clash of science, research and ideology is part of a toxic debate over the gender affirmation model that's playing out around the world. An ex-clinical psychologist, Anna, resigned last year. She stated that she felt as though she wasn't supported by the hospital hierarchy to provide gender-affirming care. The gender clinic's core team was incredibly gender-affirming and supportive, but it felt like everyone else was doing the bare minimum, Anna told Four Corners.
And in international news, France has banned the sale, possession and transport of fireworks during the upcoming Bastille Day celebrations after the French government issued a decree that prohibits pyrotechnic articles. The decision comes after rioting sparked by last month's police killing of a 17-year-old. However, the ban does not cover official fireworks displays organised by local governments. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne said that in addition to the fireworks ban, a massive security presence would be deployed to keep the peace and to protect the French during these two sensitive days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool, calm and collected, just like myself and every 4ZZZ subscriber. Mm-hmm. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. There's no fire danger. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.